name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Happy New Year. Now, if you're thinking that this strange and weird year has got stranger and weirder, and somehow Christmas has whizzed by in such a blur that you didn't even notice it, and we're suddenly at the 1st of January 2022, and champagne awaits for morning tea? No. It's not the first day of the new calendar year, the 1st of January, but the first Sunday of the new church year, the first Sunday in Advent, and for good measure, the first of the beginning of a new gospel, the Gospel of Luke. Well, I don't know about you, but Advent has come all too soon. I keep thinking it's August or September or a month like that. I don't feel all that ready for Christmas and the birth of a baby, and I certainly don't feel ready for the end of the world. Well, Advent is known as a time when Christians embrace a time of waiting, of being alert. But to be honest, I'm not sure how much waiting or alertness we can endure. Waiting for the end of restrictions, waiting to check in or show our vaccination certificates everywhere we go, waiting for the next update from the government, and now, God forbid, waiting for more news about a possible new variant, the Omicron variant. Who wants to wait anymore for anything? The world seems ready to hit the go button most forcefully and charge ahead into nightclubs and pubs and bars and cinemas and shops and parties, or to visit family and friends. And why wouldn't you? We've all been unbelievably patient and careful for so many months, for nearly 2 years. But here we are, ready or not, Advent is here. And Christmas is 26 days away, if you can believe it. I don't know about you, I hope your shopping's going well, but mine hasn't started. Ready or not, Advent is here. You'll see from notes in the pew sheet this morning, Advent is also a season of expectation and preparation as the church prepares to celebrate the coming, the Latin Adventus, the coming of Christ in his incarnation. And we also look ahead to his final advent as judge at the end of time. The church is simple and bare and spare. The flowers have gone. During our working bee next Saturday, wreaths and trees will be put in place but not decorated, not yet. No tinsel or baubles yet. All is uncluttered, symbolising making room for God and quietly awaiting the birth of our Lord. You'll also see some notes about the Advent wreath and the lighting of the Advent candles. And Jess lit our first candle. At the front of the pulpit, the Advent wreath, the Advent candles, they have three purple candles there and one pink candle in a ring around a white candle. The three purple candles reflect the liturgical colour for Advent, with the pink candle for the third Sunday, Gaudete Sunday or Rejoice Sunday, when rose-pink vestments are traditionally worn. The first candle is lit on Advent Sunday, today, and each Sunday after, another candle will be lit, and the white one will be lit on Christmas Day, as we were sharing with Caroline before. Each of the four Sundays leading up to the birth of our Lord reminds us of who prepared for the coming of Christ. There'll be readings on the patriarchs and matriarchs, the focus of Abraham and Sarah, our parents in faith, and David, the ancestor whose city Jesus was born in. The prophets will give us an opportunity to reflect on the way the birth of the Messiah was foretold hundreds of years before he was born. We'll have readings on John the Baptist, who proclaimed the Saviour, and Mary, who bore him in her womb. In Advent, we're all encouraged to make space for God, because we are part of a very big story. A wise old Benedictine nun once described the season of Advent as a time to look back, to look around, and look forward. Advent, she said, calls to mind three comings of Christ, the first in history, the second now, and the third at the end of time. Look back, look around, look forward. We look back to an historical fact that a child was born that changed the world. 2,000 years later, we look back with deep interest and spiritual attention to that first coming. Throughout the Hebrew Bible, from which we read every week, Scripture indicates and anticipates the arrival of the Messiah. Jesus' contemporaries and the earliest generations of Christians and Christians ever since see in Jesus this particular figure and no one else, the one who brought to full expression all the institutions of Israel and is God incarnate. As we contemplate Christmas and the birth of a child, we look back to that moment when something extraordinary happened. Imagine you're there. Imagine those gathered around this baby, comfortably in a stall, surrounded by smells and noise and love. A young, exhausted mother folding her vulnerable baby into calico or another simple cloth. Joseph there, relatives not far away. The young mother knows, like mothers do, the preciousness of this child. She knows more, that this baby will somehow change the world. During Advent, we look back at this wondrous moment, a marker in history where God has been described as an action of love and intelligence that saturates everything, is the source of everything, is the sustainer of everything, came as an infant. Advent is also, the wise old Benedictine nun said, is a time when we look around, because Christ cannot be confined to a particular time or place or culture, but is here and now. You may know the famous painting by the Pre-Raphaelite artist William Holman Hunt. The painting is called The Light of the World, and it went around the world in the early 20th century, and it became the most travelled art piece in history. And when it came to Australia, it's thought that 2/3 of Australians at that time saw the painting. That's quite extraordinary, 2/3 of the Australian population. Well, the painting depicts the figure of Jesus holding a lamp and preparing to knock on an overgrown, long closed door. There's no handle on the door for Jesus to let himself in, suggesting that he seeks an abiding relationship with each and every one of us, but only we can admit him. The painter shows Jesus almost shyly looking at the viewer. Advent is a time when we wait for the Christ. Yet in this present day Adventus Christ, this light of the world, Christ waits for us, waits for any who might want to open the door. Again, look around. Imagine the needs of our world in the here and now. The great mystic and theologian Thomas Aquinas who believed that joy is at the heart of faith, said, "Sheer joy is God's, and this demands companionship." Imagine what joy we can share by reaching out, especially to those with little or nothing. Coming of Christ in the here and now is this active giving of God's joy in our kindness and generosity and care. We lit the candle of hope today, and this encourages each one of us to be Christ's hope for our world. And Advent, as the wise old Benedictine nun said, is a time to look forward. The tiny God in the form of an infant is also the God with a cosmic plan, the beginning and the end held together in one person. And if ever there's a reading that depicts a cosmic plan, it's in the reading we had today. The reading from Luke seems to appear out of nowhere at the start of a new church year, chapter 21. It's dramatic and unsettling and big. Luke's Jesus paints a vivid picture of the sun and the moon and the stars, of a world in upheaval. It's imagery Luke's listeners could understand as life 30 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus was none too good, and waiting for Christ's return called for faithful patience and endurance. Luke encourages his sometimes weary listeners, be alert, stand up, support each other, because Jesus' words will not pass away. The day of the Lord is coming, when we do not know. But expectancy isn't about the certainty of faith. Expectancy is about the mystery of faith, that Christ has died, that Christ is risen, and that Christ will come again. Advent is about staying awake to this mystery of faith. We stand and live in a big story, much bigger than ourselves. We have one hand reaching back to the hope of the prophets. We have our bodies and hearts and minds in the here and now, responsive to the world around us. And we have one hand reaching forward in expectancy of the promises of a future. So ready or not, Advent is here, thank God, and we have lit our first Advent candle. As we wait and watch, make space for God. Look back to the inbreaking of God in the form of a vulnerable baby. Look around to the needs of the world where we can be Christ's joy and hope. And look forward to Christ's return. Happy New Year.